بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: يا رسول الله، أصبت حدا فأقمه علي. وحضرت الصلاة فصلى مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، فلما قضى الصلاة قال: يا رسول الله، إني أصبت حدا فأقم في كتاب الله. قال: هل حضرت معنا الصلاة؟ قال: نعم. قال: قد غفر لك. متفق عليه. وقوله أصبت حدا معناه معصية توجب التعزير، وليس المراد الحد الشرعي الحقيقي كحد الزنا والخمر وغيرهما، فإن هذه الحدود لا تسقط بالصلاة ولا يجوز للإمام تركها. من كم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ And in the understanding of this person, he felt he committed such an act that required the Hajj punishment. A Hajj punishment is that penal punishment which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. Person who commits this act, this offense, then this will be his punishment. For example, a person commits zina, then the 100 lashes that he will be given, or he will be stoned to death according to the laws. So a person who committed zina, 100 lashes, a person who stole, his hand will be chopped off. Things are like this that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has mentioned. Nobody has the right to change these. These laws in Islamic country is fixed. And of course, is a lengthy explanation about the benefits of having these type of punishments and how it becomes an ibrat, a lesson for others. And so society does not become corrupt. Otherwise, we find every person commits all these offenses, and when there's no punishment for it, there's no serious punishment for it, we find there's a rot in society. So that's another lesson on its own. However, this particular sahabi felt that although he did not commit zina or he didn't steal anything, but he did such an action that in his understanding, in interpretation, he felt that he required now the Hajj punishment which Allah has mentioned in verses of the Quran. Therefore, he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, "Asabtu haddan, I have committed a sin which necessitates punishment. فَأَقِمْهُ عَلَيَّ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ Meet it out to me. Give me my punishment. Now he was so honest. Anybody else could have just concealed it, hid it himself and didn't mention to Rasulullah. He comes to Rasulullah and he confesses and he asks for his punishment to be meted out to him. It so happened, it was exactly the time of Salah, or Hadrati Salah, to Salah time. So he read Salah to join Rasulullah in congregation. After the termination of the salah, after he performed his salah, he came back to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasul, inni asabtu haddan, I committed an offense which necessitates punishment. فَأَقِمْ فِيَّ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ Execute and mete out the kitab of Allah, the command of Allah to me. What judgment Allah has put in the Quran, whatever judgment for this particular sin that I have committed. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, هَلْ حَضَرْتَ مَعَنَا salah? Did you join us in salah now? He said, yes. He said, then Allah has forgiven you. So he did not commit an offense again, which necessitated a penal punishment, which Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned very clearly, and ulama have said, that for that punishment to be meted out, then the imam, the amir, does have no... He cannot wave it out. He cannot ignore it. He has to meet that punishment, punishment to him. And salat on its own will not then just wipe out that sin. Because for that sin, that punishment has to be given to him, and he has to make sincere tawbah and istighfar. But the point here is that this particular person was so honest, and it was the fear of Allah Ta'ala he had, that he came up and he confessed, and not just confessed, but he wanted the punishment to be meted out to him. So here again we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for all the other offenses that we do, which is not a penal, does not require a penal punishment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it said that just our salat that we have performed now, so many of our gunas, so many of our sins are washed out. We have become cleansed from so many minor sins. وعنه رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله لا يرضى عن العبد أن يأكل الأكلة فيحمده عليها أو يشرب الشربة فيحمده عليها رواه مسلم. الله سبحانه وتعالى becomes very pleased with his servant who eats just a morsel of food and then he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon it, or he takes a sip of water and he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. So Allah ta'ala becomes happy with that person. Such an easy hadith to make amal on. We eat and drink all the time. When you eat, praise Allah, alhamdulillah. When you drink some water, alhamdulillah. There are masnoon du'as that you can, that we should be reading. But based simple, we just say alhamdulillah, then Allah ta'ala becomes pleased with us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks for different opportunities and to become happy with us, to cleanse us from our sins, to shower His special mercy upon us. Wa Nabi Musa radiyallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala, Allah ta'ala yabsutu yadahu bil layl liyatuba musi'un nahar, wa yabsutu yadahu bil nahar liyatuba musi'un layl hatta tatlu'a ash-shamsu min maghribiha, rawahu Muslim. This hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extends His hand at night so that the sinner of the day may turn in repentance, and He extends His hand during the day so that the sinner of the night may turn in repentance. All this happens and Allah forgives the servant. In other words, the person who commits sin at night, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still prepared to forgive him during the day for the sins he committed at night. And for the sins he committed during the day, if he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at night, Ya Allah, I made a mistake. Ya Allah, I committed a guna. Ya Allah, I sinned. Wallah, you forgive me. Allah is still prepared to forgive him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does that such that Allah ta'ala wipes out all his sins. All he needs to do is make sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be during the day, be during the night. Imagine, sins we committed during the day. The day has come to an end, but still the doors of tawbah has not been closed. Allah is still prepared to forgive us at night. And if we committed any sin at night, and genuinely, sincerely during the day we make tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extends His hand, and Allah forgives that person until the sun rises from the west. When this will happen, this is the major sign of Qiyamah. When the sun, which normally rises from the east every day, it is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, each day after it sets, for the next time to rise, it asks Allah ta'ala permission. And then only it rises. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just before Qiyamah, when the sun will seek permission to rise as it normally does, Allah will say, now you must rise from the west. When this happens, then no person's iman will be accepted, no person's tawbah will be accepted. So Allah ta'ala has given us such an opportunity. When Qiyamah will take place, Allah knows best. So we have the chance now to make sincere tawbah, istighfar. And there is another occasion when iman won't be accepted and tawbah won't be accepted. And that is when a person is now in sakarat and his ruh is coming out. In Allah Azza wa Jalla yaqbalu tawbatul abdi ma lam yugharghir. As long as that gharghara, that sound from the throat. In other words, ulama explained that the ruh is not being extracted from the throat. The ruh is not leaving the body. Till then, even the person is sick and he still got life, Allah is still prepared to accept the iman of the person who was a disbeliever and he brings iman, Allah is accepting it. And if the person was a sinner and he made tawbah even in those few seconds before sakrat came, before his life could go away and his ruh could be extracted, then to Allah is prepared to forgive the person. We saw Fir'aun when he was drowning. As he was drowning, he saw the reality dawned upon him that Allah is the real creator and he was nothing. And that's the time he said, "Amantu bi Rabbi Harun wa Musa." I bring iman in the Rabb of Harun and Musa. Allah Ta'ala responded, "Al-an, now, after seeing the reality, when your ruh is being extracted, now it is too late." So before maut comes to us, before the sun rises from the west, Allah Ta'ala is prepared to forgive our sins. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhir da'wana.